From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. We're getting details of a huge explosion in the East Libyan city of Benghazi, an area under the control of forces trying to oust leader Muammar Gaddafi. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports seeing a military base in ruin.
We went out there to a very chaotic scene. It's a very large base, and it was all but destroyed. I mean, the explosive damage was truly remarkable. There were fires blazing in four separate locations that must have been possibly a half mile apart from one furthest one to the other.
It's uncertain what caused the explosion. Dozens of injuries are reported. Meanwhile, heavy casualties were reported out of a rebel-held city near the capital. Newswires reported that the commander of the rebel forces had been killed. Meanwhile, protesters continue to ignore Gaddafi's warnings against attempts to oust him. In the capital, they attempted to protest but encountered tear gas and live ammunition. NFL players and owners will keep talking. NPR's Mike Pesca reports the two sides have agreed to a one-week extension before a federal mediator.
The content of the talks is unknown, the progress uncertain, the possibility of a quick solution unlikely. But NFL players and owners are talking. At times in recent sessions, the sides presented ideas to a federal mediator without actually being in the same room at the same time as each other. For another week, it seems like a mediator will once again facilitate discussion, perhaps even of the face-to-face variety. At issue is how to split the $9 billion in revenue the league generates. The players would be happy to stick with the current revenue-sharing agreement. The owners, especially of financially weaker teams, see their profits slipping at a time when their industry is one of the rare ones in the U.S. experiencing growth. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
The unemployment rate is down again to 8.9%. The Labor Department reports the economy added 192,000 jobs last month, with some of the biggest gains in education, health care, and factories. But despite this, there's still a long way to go to get to what's considered full employment in the labor force. Some job markets look better than others, though. NPR's Zoe Chase reports on the hiring picture in Silicon Valley.
In the tech sector, companies are struggling to fill their openings, and undergrads have their pick of jobs. If you have a degree in computer science, you get a lot of offers, and starting salaries can be in the $70,000 and $80,000. If you can develop for smartphones, you're sitting pretty in this job market. In the last year, job postings with the word Android more than doubled. According to Dice.com, an employment site for tech workers, the unemployment rate in the tech sector is a meager 5.9%. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
The latest from Wall Street, Dow's down nearly 130 points to 12,131. This is NPR News. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is threatening to lay off 1,500 state workers today if at least one Democratic lawmaker does not return to the state capitol to allow a vote affecting union members. Without a Democrat, the Republican majority falls short of the minimum number of senators required to hold a vote. They want to pass a budget-cutting measure that would take away collective bargaining rights for most public workers. The Senate's 14 Democrats left the state to force negotiations. In Iraq today, thousands of protesters in the streets expressing their dissatisfaction with the government elected last year. NPR's Mike Schuster reports that for the second Friday in a row, demonstrators came out in significant numbers across the country.
They demonstrated at Liberation Square here in Baghdad and at other spots in the city, and from Mosul in the north of Iraq to Basra in the south. The protesters defied the strong presence of security police in the streets and extended curfew, numerous checkpoints, and the banning of automobiles near the centers of protest. For many protesters in Baghdad, this meant walking for hours to reach Liberation Square. Many Iraqis are unhappy with the corrupt and ineffectual government that runs Iraq 8 years after the U.S. invasion and the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. Some have even begun to compare Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki to the former Iraqi strongman, especially after the violence that police used a week ago to punish protesters. The police were much more restrained today in their handling of the demonstrations. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Baghdad.
U.S. stocks continue to drop. Dow's down 127 to 12,131. NASDAQ down 19 to 2780. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.